Hello, everyone. This is Sue Broom, and I'm on day two of the 30-day challenge. Yes, I'm doing a 30-day challenge with Ladies Go Live. That's their Facebook page. And then the hashtags are, which I'll put them in the comments. The hashtags are Go Live or Ladies Go Live 30 and Grow Live. So yesterday I did a tip of the day, and today I'm going to do another tip. I don't know that I'm going to do a tip every single 30 days, but I liked it yesterday, so I'm going to do another tip. And it just felt right. So yesterday's tip was all about breathing. So if you haven't seen yesterday's live, and these are really short. I mean, it was, I don't know, 8, 9 minutes, something like that yesterday. And today's is not going to be that much longer. So if you want to hear about breathing, go back to yesterday. Today, the tip is on filters. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what does a filter have to do with anything? And what do you mean? So, you know how you have a coffee filter? You put your coffee in, or I use my coffee pot for both coffee and tea, but you put it in with a coffee filter. The water goes through it, and the liquid comes out, but the grounds and the tea leaves stay above. Okay, that makes sense. Well, way back when I was still in the corporate world, I learned about filters in one of my spiritual guidance classes from that I was taking. And it was all about filters and how, like, when I would leave my office or when I would leave the building for the end of the day, I set up a filter. So as I walked through my door, all of the things from work would stay filtered into my office or into the building, and I wouldn't take it home with me. So if you can imagine that you are setting up energetic filters or asking the angels to set up energetic filters, and the filters, you can have them get finer and finer and finer. So for instance, when I was leaving, I had the inside doors to the outside doors. There was like a walkway that actually went, it was second story and from the building to the parking ramp. So it was as wide as a street. So you can set up a bigger filter, so it's getting out the chunks of the real yucky stuff in the first filter. And then as you get to the second set of doors, it's a finer filter. So it's, there's more stuff that gets out. And you can continue to do that. So on days that I would have really, really bad days, which I love the corporate world, but near the end it was getting pretty iffy. But on my drive home, I would have the little, there were posts, along the side of the road, the country road that I would drive on. And every single post I would imagine was a finer filter. So by the time I got home, things were all cleared out, hopefully. You can also set up a filter at home. So whether it's you coming in the door, whether it's your kids coming in the door, your spouse coming in the door, friends coming in the door, that anything that isn't full of love and joy stays outside. So that is the tip for today. Filters. Now I can't tell, I'm part of the reason I'm doing this challenge too is because I'm using different technology. And so I don't know that I can see the comments or not. I think I'll be able to see the comments, but I'm not sure. So if anybody is seeing this live and you can comment so I can actually tell whether I am or not, that would be great. And if you can send this or share it on your Facebook page, that would be awesome. Even if you're seeing it on replay, let me know what you think. Let me know your comments. I am going to pull a card too. This is the deck I was using. I pulled a card yesterday and it's called Blue Butterfly Inspirations. So it's Blue Butterfly Inspirations. That's their website. That's their Facebook page. And this is the Feel Good Oracle deck, and it's for daily guidance. So yesterday I pulled a card, and for those of you that didn't join me yesterday, go back and watch and you'll see what the card is. It was an awesome card. Okay. So I see, okay, I can see, I can't tell who it is though. So there's no comments yet, but I know how these lives go, because keep in mind, so I'm starting this also, I'm doing it from my Facebook group. If you have not joined Angel Talk with Sue Facebook group, and I'll have to put that in the comments too, and I don't see that I can do that here, but if you haven't joined the Facebook group, Angel Talk with Sue, there's only one question. It's a public group, so you should be able to find it quite easily, and I'll put it in the comments. That's where I'm going to start. I'm going to continue to do the 30-day live challenge, and also I'll be doing some other videos. But tomorrow, tomorrow is March 11th, and everybody has a time change tomorrow, so remember that. I'll be starting at 10 a.m. doing my weekly angel card reading, and then I always stick on for an hour and do readings for whoever is around. So that is tomorrow. And that you should be able to see from the Angel Talk with Sue group, or from my personal page, Sue Broom, or from Empowerment for You, that's my business page, or also from International Angels with an S Network Facebook page or their group. So, okay, ready to pull a card. So I've been shuffling and none of the cards have popped out. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to fan them and see what card comes up for today. And I'm doing my best to keep track of the tip and of the card, just to kind of see. It's always interesting to see. It's like, okay, well, when did that card come up before, if it did? So today's card, and I'll show you in a minute, is desire. You're feeling a strong desire for something. Seek out and fulfill that need inside of you. And I think it's 41. I know that I have to really think about these. I need to figure the Roman numerals out. But desire. So you're feeling a strong desire for something. Seek it out and fulfill it. So what that feels like to me is, what is it? What is the passion that you have going on within you? Is there something that, you know, has been just kind of noodling in your brain, and it's like it comes up here and there? It's like, oh, and you feel maybe an excitement about it. Just look into that. Maybe take a couple steps, a couple action steps toward whatever it is, and see what happens. Because many times, this is how the universe works, we take an action step on our desires, on our passions, and the universe will take 10 steps with us, 10 steps toward that as well. So there you go. The tip for the day was filter, and the card for the day is desire. Have a magical day, everyone. Angel blessings, and hopefully I will see you tomorrow. Hi, good morning, sunshine. Hopefully I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Arizona time. So it's 1 p.m. Eastern time for the weekly angel card reading. So have a great day, everybody. If you didn't see this from the beginning, it'll replay as soon as I finish it. And be sure to go back and watch day one of the challenge as well. Have a great day. Bye.